The popular real-time strategy game League of Legends is already halfway into its third season, and experts are estimating that the game will continue to grow past the record-setting 32 million monthly players it already has. But growth numbers is not the only thing company Riot Games has accomplished in the 3 short years League of Legends has been publicly available. The game has brought massive attention to an already growing professional field, and with it, the title of professional gamer has become a little more common.
In the beginning, when someone says, yeah, I'm a pro gamer, everyone looks at you with that, like, tentative, really, seriously now. But then it's like, oh yeah, I'm making X and X amount of money. It's just like, wait, what?
20-year-old Soraka Chardot is one such gamer. Following his freshman year at Stony Brook University, Chardot decided to take a semester off from studies, choosing instead to live at home and live stream online gameplay from his room in a contract with the professional League of Legends team, Team Solo Mid.
I've made around 30k in the past half a year-ish, something of the sort. It was really quick, really easy money.
Solo Mid and other competitive gaming teams around the world have funded their websites and lifestyles with sponsors and tournament winnings for years. But as technologies have improved, the live broadcasting of games as they happen has become a new lucrative source of revenue as well. According to Riot Games, their Season 2 championship was viewed by over 8.2 million unique viewers between online streaming and TV. It's no surprise that advertisers were quick to jump on the streaming bandwagon.
Down onto Elements, Chaos flashing in, he wants this kill, he's gonna continue auto-attacking, Mana Barrier goes down, and there's the execute from the ultimate, but Chaos is not done yet, he wants two, will he get him? Yes he will, there's the double kill!
Still, it's not hard to imagine the difficulties Soraka had convincing his parents to let him take a break from schooling. Soraka's parents are first-generation Ghanaian immigrants. His mother wears a hijab, his father is a stern, hard-working man. And they both always hated how much their son played computer games.
It's really hard convincing someone that there is an option of making money off of something I did that you thought was a waste of time.
But with a little bargaining and eventually a fat bank statement backing his claim, Chardot enjoyed his brief 4 months of internet fame.
There's never a point of, yeah, sure, you're going to be playing video games. It was more of, all right, we're not going to be paying for tuition this semester. And I was just like, okay, that's understandable, and let the gaming life begin.
He streamed every day, 3 to 4 hours a day, under the name Suri. Unlike many streamers, Soraka didn't show his face, but he spoke frequently and offered insight and advice on gameplay when viewers asked for it.
People get along with me really easily. You can't hate me. There's always that, you hear the tentativeness too, where it's just like, oh, mister. It's like, don't call me mister, call me Suri, man. Cool.
Eventually though, even getting paid to play computer games can lose its luster. By the start of the latest League of Legends season, Soraka had ended his contract with TSM and was back in school.
You get bored of the game, you get bored of the life. It's not fun after a while, doing the same thing over and over again. Like, there was that sadness that I didn't want to do this anymore.
These days, you can still find Soraka playing League of Legends, but not nearly as much, and not nearly as seriously.
League is just zeros and ones, and some days, sometime, you're gonna have to look and be like, crap, what do I do now?
Video games still play a big part in his life, and he even plans to pursue studies, looking into the cultural significance and history of the games he knows and loves.
That's where video game history comes in. Will things like Atari's Pong ever be played again? Will anyone really care? Like, I hope we do. Hope we don't forget. Because video games are huge, and our generation is revolved around them, so they'll have to get more and more important as time gets on.
From Stony Brook University, this is Brian Stoward, logging out.